Hey, good morning, everybody. So I want to do two Mishnayos of Ben Azai today, which there's a certain thread that I want to pull on a little bit here in terms of who Ben Azai was, based on the Gemara Yivamos, Samach Gimel, of Nashi Chash Kabatarev, Shalom Al-Yidei Acherim, and the paradigm of Ben Azai is somebody who at least justifies, saying this is optimal by any standard, but Esek Batorah, even at the expense of Peri Avirivya, in Biado Avon, the Ram Paskins and Hilchosishus and Perek Tesvav, if somebody chooses that, lifestyle. So Ben Azai Omer, Havi Ratzim, Mitzakala, Kibachamur, Boreach, Min Avera, Mitzvah, Goreus, Mitzvah, Avera, Goreus, Avera, Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Schar Avera, Avera. Huay Omer, Alti Vaz, Lechol Adam, Sakinisha, Alti Maflag, Lechol Davar, Ein Lecha Adam, Shen Lomashav, Ein Lecha Davar, Shein Lomakom. So Ben Azai, who's a person who you could affiliate with the statement to Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam just as much as anybody, if not more so, in the Masorah, nevertheless, Ben Azai says two things. Number one, the importance of any mitzvah kala. For himself, even mitzvos chamuros, he passed up on in terms of Peri Avirivya, not out of a sense of apathy, but out of a sense of, ma'asa nafshi chashka b'torah. But, he appreciated the value of a mitzvah kala. And likewise, Ein Lecha Adam Shein Lo Sha. You could, imagine the ultimate ivory tower, academic. He says, what significance is what this person is doing at all? And on the contrary, Ben Azai saw the value in everybody. I think that's really a remarkable thing for somebody who was so, mushrash in a world of Torah, and could have easily, like Rabbi Kiva, who could have been Ben Azai's father-in-law, Tosu says that Rabbi Kiva, when he was based on the Gemara, where it says that Rabbi Kiva, Karavina Maretz, I used to say, Mi'itemli Tamil Chacham, Ben Eshchanu Kechamor, because he thought they were arrogant, that they were just like, above it, above other people. That's what Tosu explains, what Rabbi Kiva was thinking, like how could Rabbi Kiva, even before he was a Talmud Chacham, like how could he say such a thing? And the answer is, he thought they were, Bali Gaiva. So here you have Ben Azai, total shivlo saruach, that says, Alti vaz lechol adam, in the chol adam shein lo sha, Rabbi Shimon Yochai went into the cave with Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, and it was like really hard for them to reconcile themselves to the world. And here, you have Ben Azai, who comes along and says, I'm me, but they're them. The world is not me. It doesn't have to, rework the world, so to speak, into his own image. There's so many people who do that. They find out what they value, and then anybody else and what they value is less important, less consequential, is less significant. And the truth is that it's really not that way, and it shouldn't be that way. I think that itself is like a very, important idea. And again, like you see that in terms of the, heavy ratzla mitzvah kala as well. The second point that I wanted to make is, interpretation of schar mitzvah mitzvah schar avera avera. The Bar Tanura raises a very fascinating suggestion that the hana'ah that you get from doing a mitzvah is its own mitzvah, or the hana'ah that you get from doing an avera lo aleinu is its own avera. Or like Rabbeinu Yonah says, the schar of a mitzvah, the peros of a mitzvah, are that it enables you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you find another mitzvah to do, and the penalty for an avera is that you'll have another avera to do. So I wanted to suggest something which I think is really pshuto kemashmo, schar mitzvah mitzvah, schar avera avera, that, the idea is don't pass up any chance to do a mitzvah, or any, avoid any opportunity to do an avera, because it's its own reward and it's its own punishment. I mean, just to do the right thing is something which is nothing like it in this world. In this world, to be able to simply do the right thing, and to have that. So how we want to raise our children, not for any external reward. Obviously, you have to, especially with young children, even the Rambam agrees, that the importance of mitoch shalolishma balishma, and, incentivizing, etc. But you always want to get to a place, lasos es emes, mipneishu emes. And I think that's what Ben Azai is talking about here. Right. It happens to be also true, mitzvah goreis mitzvah, v'avera goreis avera. But I think really, schar mitzvah mitzvah, schar avera avera, that we get to this place where it's a wonderful thing to do the right thing, and it's a bad thing to do the wrong thing. And ultimately, whatever happens, and we absolutely believe in schar v'onesh, and matan schar and shos ladikim la'asid lavo, mostly it's in the next world, and not in this world, mischar mitzvah v'hayal malaka, like the sugya in Kiddushin. the Maimar of Rabbi Yaakov, the grandson of Elisha ben Avuya, who would have done well to learn his grandson's Torah, as the Gemara points out. But the point really is that, you know, whenever that ultimate reward is coming, is less significant than Yafesh Achas b'tshuva ma'isim tovim olam hazeh mikol chayel ma'ba, the world of growth, right? Same tell the story of the Vilna Gaon that you know, he was 1 year, somebody, you know, he wanted to get a certain Mehuder Dalamidim, I think, and somebody had it, and, you know, was willing to give it to the Gaon, but on, you know, the Tanai that he would get the Schar for the Gaon's mitzvah, the Gaon was so excited, right? This is the year he could really do the mitzvah. Lishma, you know, he'd been looking for such an opportunity. So again, this the idea of, you know, total Lishma, you know, is really what we're, you know, inspired by.